AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
And good evening, everyone, from Odell, Nebraska. Tonight, it's high school basketball here on KTNC. The Fall City Tigers on the road getting set to face off in a doubleheader with the Diller Odell Griffins. Hi again, everybody. Randy Catula with you tonight here at Odell. As we said, it's a doubleheader, the Fall City Tigers and the Diller Odell Griffins. Tonight, over on our sister station, Sunny 101.3, John Nixon has Missouri High School basketball for you. The Mound City Panthers are on the road at Rockport, taking on the Rockport Blue Jays. That is also a girl-boy doubleheader, with the girls' game scheduled to tip off around 6 o'clock or shortly thereafter. And our girls' junior varsity game completed here in the Diller Odell New Gym a few minutes ago. It was a squeaker. Diller Odell came from behind and got the win in the last 40 seconds. 22-20 was the final in that girls' junior varsity game. Diller Odell taking the win from Fall City. We'll take a two-minute break here, and then we'll come back and look at the starting lineups as part of our pregame show right after this two-minute timeout. You're listening to High School Basketball on KTNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
You're listening to KTNC.
At Den's Country Meats, we don't cut.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today, Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City, and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Join us for the fourth annual Sabetha Community Hospital Health Fair. Mark your calendars for Saturday, April 4th at the main event in Sabetha, Kansas. There will be many community businesses sharing resources, wellness tips, and much more. It's a great opportunity to take charge of your health and well-being. Join us Saturday, April 4th from 9 to 11:30 a.m. at the main event in Sabetha.
Runza in Falls City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Falls City. They're keeping it real.
At Equity Bank, we never forget, it's your money. That's why our customers are always armored against ATM fees. Your Equity Bank debit card provides the shield against all ATM fees, anywhere, anytime, giving you freedom wherever you go. Now's the perfect time to experience the Equity Bank difference. Stop by any Equity Bank location to open an account, or do it in minutes online at equitybank.com. We're proud to serve you and help you make the most of your money. Member FDIC.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Once again, we welcome you back inside the Diller Odell Griffins Gym here in Odell. Let's take a look at the starting lineups. First of all, for the Lady Griffins, they're coached by head coach John Moore. They are 8-10 on the season. He'll go with Haley Miller, a 5'6 junior. Berkeley Beekman. Beekman is a senior at 5'8". She averages 9.5 points per ball game. Madison Roseball. Roseball, a senior at 5'5", 3 points per game. Aiden McKinney. McKinney is a 5'9 senior, 8.5 points per contest. And Jana Novotny, a 5'8 sophomore, 2.7 points per game, rounds out the starting lineup for the Lady Griffins. As we said, they are 8-10 on the year. Starting lineup for your Fall City Tigers, coached by head coach Don Hogue. They are 5-15 on the season. He'll go with Carly Dunkus. Dunkus is a 5'9 senior, averaging 7.5 points per contest. Tessa Gosman is a freshman at 5'5, 2.5 points per ball game. Bella Johansson, a sophomore, 5'4, 3.7 points per game. Brenna Glodar. Glodar, another freshman at 5'4. 4.6 points per game. And Bristol Titus, a sophomore, 5'8", 1.9 points per game. So this is a young starting lineup You have two sophomores, two freshmen, and the lone senior starting is Carly Dunkus here for Coach Don Ho. Our presenting sponsor for tonight's broadcast is F&M Bank in Fall City. Local decisions, local solutions, and local focus. That's what you'll find at F&M Bank in Fall City, our presenting sponsor for this broadcast. I want to remind you that we've got lots more basketball coming up for you yet this week. Again, Thursday night, I'll be over on Sunny 101.3 at Johnson, and that's going to be a dandy matchup, the Johnson-Brock Eagles hosting the Freeman Falcons, and that should be a real shootout in that boys' contest especially. Meanwhile, next Thursday night here on KTNC, John Nixon will have HTRS at Fall City. So we'll have the Fall City Tigers on twice this week, tonight here at Diller O'Dell, and then again Thursday night when they host the HTRS Titans from HTRS High School. I think we're getting set for a national anthem here, so we're going to step aside for a two-minute break, and we'll be back with the opening tip-off after this two-minute timeout. You're listening to Fall City Tigers basketball on KTNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Tired of big city insurance feeling impersonal? We're your neighbors right here in Richardson County, offering personalized coverage for your farm, your home, your business, and your life. Whether it's protecting your family's future with life insurance or making sure your dream car is covered, Riverstone Insurance has the local know-how and big name protection. With offices in Fall City, Rockport, and Mound City, that's Riverstone Insurance Group, protecting one neighbor at a time.
Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holdman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holdman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holdman at Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City. Holdman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running, from parts and service. You can view Holdman's Ford entire inventory online at holdmanford.com.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction. Need CPAP or oxygen supplies? KexRx Pharmacy has you covered. KexRx CPAP and oxygen supply specialists deliver one-on-one consultations in pharmacy or right to your door. From billing your insurance, finding the perfect mask fit, or even setting up hassle-free resupplies, KexRx Pharmacy is here every step of the way. At KexRx, your comfort, safety, and peace of mind come first. Don't wait. Breathe easier today. Call 785-742-3546 or visit KexRx.com to book your consult with KexRx Pharmacy today.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
And we welcome you back inside the Diller O'Dell High School here in O'Dell. If you're just joining us, we have already taken a look at the starting lineups. We're going to be introducing them now over the public address system. My name is Randy Gatula, describing your play-by-play tonight here at O'Dell. Aaron Wisdom is our producer-engineer back at the KTNC studios. And one more reminder for you that over on Sunny 101.3 right now, John Nixon has the Mound City Panthers on the road at Rockport, Missouri. That's also a girl-boy doubleheader. John will have the call for you. That's what's going on Sunny. I mentioned coming up Thursday night, the games we have, Freeman at Johnson-Brock, and, of course, HTRS at Fall City. Taking a peek ahead to next week, we're going to be, of course, getting into the girls' sub-districts. We'll be wrapping up the regular season games. I'll have Johnson County Central at Auburn on Friday night, the 19th. And John's going to have Sacred Heart at Nebraska City Lord Central. That'll be coming up a week from Friday night, next week, after we do the girls' sub-district ball games. All right, completing the introduction now, just about ready to get underway again for the Tigers. It'll be Carly Dunkus, Tessa Gosman, Bella Johansson, Brenna Glodar, and Bristol Titus, two freshmen, two sophomores, and a senior. For the Dillard-Odell Griffins, a much more experienced group, they'll be starting three seniors, a junior, and a sophomore. Haley Miller, Berkeley Beekman, Madison Rosebaugh, Aiden McKinney, and Jaina Novotny, they will be your starters for the Dillard-Odell Griffins. Both teams huddled up around their coaches right now getting their final instructions, and then we'll be able to get underway here very shortly. All right. Stepping in to jump it up, Carly Dunkus for the Tigers. Jumping it up against Madison Rosebaugh. Here's the tip controlled by the Griffins. With the basketball, Rosebaugh comes across the timeline on the left elbow, dribbles to the top of the key, feeds it to the top of the circle to Haley Miller. Baseline left side down to McKinney in the corner. She's double-teamed and trapped. Back up to Miller at the top of the circle. Around the horn, a three on the way. Up and off the glass and good. Hitting the three is Berkeley Beekman. So Beekman opens the scoring tonight for the Lady Griffins. And Dillard-Odell goes up 3-0 here in the opening seconds. Here come the Tigers up court with the basketball. Bella Johansson beats to the right side to Gosman. Gosman kicks it out to the top of the key to Dunkus. Carly Dunkus takes a couple of dribbles, picks up the dribble, feeds down deep in the corner, baseline left side with it. Goes down inside to Gosman again. Ball is tipped away and stolen. Coming up with the steal, Jaina Novotny. Down court quickly come the Griffins with the basketball. Baseline in the corner, low post McKinney. Almost falls to the floor, gets the basketball back, gives to Rosebaugh. Now we got a whistle and a push foul down in the corner. That's going to be called on the Tigers. Waiting to see here. The official turns his back to us, so we'll have to wait until they post it. I think Johansson. Yes, it is. Johansson picks up her first, team foul number one on the Tigers. Griffin's basketball, they'll inbound it to the top of the circle to Miller inside the paint. McKinney has it tipped away back to Miller. Open look for three, top of the circle. Off the rim, no. Rebound, try for put back, doesn't go. Ball goes out of bounds. Trying to put the shot up on the put back there. The ball got knocked away out of bounds from Jaina Novotny. It'll stay with the Griffins. Inbounding the ball, Rosebaugh on the baseline, left side. Rosebaugh lobs it into the corner, down deep, low post, right side of the basket. Got a double team. Here's a three on the way from the right wing, up and off, no good. The rebound comes down to Rosebaugh. She clears it to the top of the key. Another three is up and good. Hitting the three, Berkeley Beekman. Beekman has hit a pair of threes here now, and it's 6-0. Dillard-Odell on top. Down court. On the dribble come the Tigers. Into the corner, baseline right side. Dunkus tries for three. It's in and out of there. Doesn't go. Here's a fight for the rebound. And I think we're going to have a whistle and a foul is going to be called on the Tigers. Looked like maybe we were going to have a held ball there, but instead we get a foul on the Tigers. It's going to be on Bristol Titus. On Bristol, her first. Team foul number two. Into the lineup now. Checking in is Caitlin Rod, a 5'8 freshman. Rod checking in for the Tigers for the first time tonight. It's 6-0. Dillard-Odell on top. Griffins with the basketball in forecourt. Beekman on the right elbow. They don't want to give her that open look. She's hit two of them already. Back it comes to Miller. Across court, Miller's going to try a long three. That one doesn't go, but there to get the rebound is Novotny. Novotny is teamed on the baseline. She's in trouble down there. Kicks it back out to McKinney. Left side, they came to Miller with it. Now back down to the low post left side of the basket. Top of the key, three on the way. Did not go. Got it off just in time before the shot clock expired. Rebound comes down to the Tigers. Here comes Fall City now, trailing 6-0 into forecourt. Johansson with the ball in the corner. Johansson is double-teamed. She's trapped, picks up the dribble. Tried to flip a pass up here to Dunkus, and the ball got out of bounds off of Dunkus. It'll be a turnover and give the ball back to the Lady Griffins. 5 minutes, 23 seconds to play in the first quarter here at Odell. 6-0. Lady Griffins leading the Fall City Tigers here in the girls' varsity contest. Haley Miller with the basketball. Looks for Berkeley Beekman, top of the key. From the right side, another long three is off. No good. And pulling down the rebound for the Tigers. Battling in there is Johansson. Down court comes Dunkus. Free throw line. Bounce pass left side. Nice pass. Couldn't finish, though. Dunkus put a nice bounce pass to Bristol Titus on the baseline left side. Bristol had an open look for a layup, but just could not finish. Rebound comes down to the Griffins. They work into the paint. Top of the circle, across court pass. Miller for a long three. It's off the rim, no. But the rebound comes out once again to Beekman. Berkeley Beekman tries another three. She's hit two of those. That one doesn't go. Rebound comes down to Haley Miller. Miller feeds it out to McKinney. McKinney tries a two that's up and off, no good. And the rebound pulled down by Carly Dunkus. Outlet pass from Dunkus comes up court with it. Johansson. Johansson comes to Rod on the near side. Carly Dunkus with the basketball. Deep baseline in the corner. That's Caitlin Rod with the ball. Again, it comes to Johansson. They just pass the ball around outside that three-point arc. Rod, deep corner right side. Shot clock at 10. Dunkus holds the ball, goes to the baseline underneath. It's tipped away and goes out of bounds and out the door and down the hall and rolled away. They'll go retrieve the basketball. Shot clock is down to 7. Dunkus will inbound it. She'll stand in the corner, baseline under her own basket. Down the left side of the bucket. Inbounds it to the corner. Shot clock at 5. They try to force up a shot, a whistle, and a foul, and I believe we're going to be shooting free throws here. Foul's going to go on the Griffins, and at the line will be Bella Johansson. Johansson, a 5'4 sophomore. She hits 69% of her free throws on the season. Waiting for shot number one to be up and in and out. Rimmed around and wouldn't drop. She'll get another attempt. That foul, incidentally, was on Haley Miller. That's her first, team foul number one on the Lady Griffins. Bella Johansson looking for the first points of the night here for the Tigers. Free throw is on the way up and got it. That one's good. She hit one out of two tonight. Bella Johansson with the first point of the night for Fall City. And it's 6-1 with 3:49 to go here in the first quarter. There's a nice job. The ball being tipped away by Rod under the basket. And then the loose basketball grabbed up by Carly Dunkus. Dunkus still in backcourt. Gets it across the timeline to Gosman. Tried to feed it underneath. Oh, they were looking for Rod, and the ball got tipped away, then saved from going out of bounds. But they say she stepped on the baseline. Jana Devotney went after the ball but stepped on the baseline, so it'll stay with the Tigers. 22 seconds on the shot clock. 3:32 to play here in the first quarter. Dunkus to inbound it. She's going to have to hurry. Lobbed it in just before the five-second count. Tigers basketball, now a struggle on the floor. Everybody going after it. To the right side, Gosman with the ball. Holds it up on the low post. Clears back to the top of the key. Ball is stolen away. Fast break. Miller takes it in for the driving layup, up and good. And a whistle and a foul, I think. So Haley Miller got the lay-in and drew the foul, so she'll be at the line for the and one. Trying to complete the three-point play here. The foul is going to be... See who they put this one on here. Still waiting for him to show me. Well, it can't be on number three. There is no number three on the floor for Fall City. Maybe they'll clear this one up for me in a minute. Now there seems to be some confusion about who the foul is on. What they have posted cannot be right. All right, anyway, at the line with a chance to complete the three-point play is Haley Miller. It's up and good. And that moves our score 9 now. Lady Griffins on top, leading the Fall City Tigers with 3 minutes and 10 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Carly Dunkus dribbles between two defenders. She's double-teamed out near midcourt in trouble. Now got a reach-in foul is going to be called on the Griffins. This foul is going to be called on Aiden McKinney. On Aiden, her first personal. And it will be team foul number 2 on the Griffins. 3:04 to go, first quarter here at Odell. It's 9-1. Diller Odell leading Fall City. Dunkus inbounds the ball. It's stolen away. Fast break to the other direction. All the way in, driving lay-in up. Off, no good. Rebound try for Collishaw. Won't go. No whistle. A lot of contact on the try for the footback. Griffin fans wanted a foul there. There's a long three that's up and off. No good. Safe from going out of bounds. Tipped into Rod. Taken away. Underneath the basket. Shot off the glass. Up and good. Put in by Berkeley Beekman. Beekman's got 8 points already in the ballgame, and with that, we'll have a timeout for Fall City. 2:40 to go here in the first quarter. 11-1. Griffins on top. We'll take a 30-second break. You're listening to Fall City Tigers basketball on KTNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
A woman's body goes through many changes from preteen years through the later years of life. We have access to specialists who can help any woman of any age regain and maintain her health. Our experienced, compassionate staff will take time to learn who you are and what your goals and needs are. We're putting more care in women's health care.
Community Medical Center. Amazing people. Exceptional care. Online at cmcfc.org.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Odell, Nebraska. 2 minutes, 40 seconds to play in the first quarter of this girls' varsity contest. The Lady Griffins have jumped out to a double-digit 10-point lead here in this first quarter. 11-1 our score, again with 2:40 to go in the first period. Coming up after this will be the boys' varsity contest. Same schools, Fall City, Diller Odell. We mentioned tonight over on Sunny 101.3, Mound City is at Rockport for a girl-boy doubleheader. John Nixon has the call for you. All right, down court come the Tigers with the basketball out of the timeout. Carly Dunkus takes it all the way into the corner, down on the low post, right side of the lane. She's trapped down there. Tried to lob it into Rod. The ball got away, went out of bounds. It'll be a turnover and give the basketball back to the Griffins. Clock down to 2:25 to play here now in the first quarter. Griffins basketball, inbound pass, lobbed into Haley Miller. Miller's a 5'6 junior. She averages 8.5 points per game. Kind of works out here at the point guard. There's Berkeley Beekman with the ball. Around the horn to the right side, and a whistle and a foul over in the corner. This is going to be called on Brenna Glodar. Glodar's first personal. Team foul number 3 of the quarter. Not a shooting foul. That happened on the floor over in the corner. 2:10 to go, first quarter. 11-1 your score. With the basketball is Haley Miller. Miller comes around to Beekman. She's had the hot hand. Berkeley's got 8 points already, a couple of threes. She feeds it underneath. Nice move to the basket, but couldn't finish. Then a fight for the rebound underneath, and we're going to get a foul called on the Griffins. Foul is going to be called on Madeline Dendinger, who just checked in. Dendinger's first personal, team foul number 3. Full court pressure now being applied by the Griffins. On the inbound pass, they get it to the corner. Up court it comes to Dunkus. Dunkus, long down court pass, finds Rod across the timeline, goes right back to Dunkus. She'll walk with the basketball. Oh, no, wait a minute. They're going to say she was fouled. That's why she walked, huh? Okay. Dunkus took a step there, but apparently she was shoved by Aiden McKinney. So McKinney picks up her second personal, team foul number 4. I didn't see that part, but that's what the ref indicated. So Ball City keeps the basketball with 1:48 to go here in the first quarter, trailing 11-1. Here come the Lady Tigers to the right side with it now. Ball got away there for a minute down in the corner, and it'll be a turnover and give the ball right back to the Griffins. 1:41 to go here. First quarter, 11-1 the score. Tigers trail if you're just checking in with us. Sydney Engelman's in the lineup now. Engelman clears it to the top of the key. Comes up to Mallory Schwab. Mallory. Now a bounce pass. Ball's going to be kicked away. Went off the foot down there of Bella Johansson. Getting a lot of subs in the ball game here now for Fall City. We'll pick up and see who's all checking in here. Looks like Bristol Titus is back onto the floor. Tessa Gosman's back onto the floor. They both started. They check back into the contest. Left wing, Madeline Rosebaugh from the corner along 2 is up off no good. Rebound cleared out by Engelman. Sydney Engelman has a pass stolen away by Carly Dunkus. Dunkus gets the outlet pass and quickly down court with the ball comes Bella Johansson. Johansson works to the right side of the free throw circle, comes to the top of the key with the pass. Back to Dunkus. Dunkus looks for the cutter inside the paint. Gives to Gosman. Gosman driving lay-in up. Underhanded scoop shot up and off no good. Rebound pulled down with authority there by Madeline Dendinger. Dendinger gets her outlet pass down court to Rosebaugh. Rosebaugh has the ball go out of bounds, but it went off the foot of one of the Tigers. Sticking a foot out there was Bella Johansson. 29 seconds on the shot clock. 47 seconds to play here in the first quarter. as the Griffins will inbound it on the baseline under their own basket. Into the corner, right side. On the dribble to the top of the key. Ball nearly stolen away by Dunkus. They'll have to chase it down in backcourt. Going all the way back to get the ball is Mallory Schwab. Now Mallory loses the ball, but she will be fouled. And let's see who this one goes on. Foul's going to be called on the Tigers. And they're going to put it on Carly Dunkus. On Dunkus, that is her first. Team foul number four. Team foul number five. Check that. We're at the line shooting two. First shot is up and good. At the free throw line is Mallory Schwab. Schwab hits the first one. She'll have a second shot coming here. Schwab's second free throw is up. It's good also. She got them both. Makes our score 13-1 now with 34 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Down court comes Rod with the ball. She has it tipped out of her hands, knocked away by Madeline Dendiger. Dendiger playing some tight defense here on the near sideline, knocked the ball away. It'll stay with the Tigers. Inbounding it is Dunkus. Dunkus throws it to the baseline underneath Gosman. Across court, Rod. Shot is up off. No, but a whistle and a foul. And stepping to the free throw line will be Caitlin Rod for the Tigers. She'll be shooting two shots. The foul is going to be called on Madeline Rosebaugh. That is her first. Team foul number five. At the line, Caitlin Rod. Free throw is up. No. Hit the back of the iron. Bounced out of there. She hits 39% of her free throws on the season. She'll have a second shot coming here. Rod looks to the bucket. Ready for her second attempt. It's up. This one's good. She got that down. Makes our score 13-2 now. The lead is 11 for the Griffins with 22 seconds to go here in the first quarter. On the right side is Mallory Schwab. Whistle. They stop play and foul is going to be called on the Tigers. We're past the five team fouls, so that's going to put Schwab at the line. This foul is going to be called Tessa Gosman, her first. Schwab at the line. She's 2 for 2 so far tonight. This one is up and hits the back of the iron and won't go. Another attempt coming here. Just 18 seconds left to go in this first quarter. 13-12. Little Adele with the lead. Second free throw is up, and it's off. No good. Missed them both. Rebound comes down to the Tigers. Gosman into forecourt. Tessa with the basketball dribbles to the right side of the lane. The ball's going to get away in the corner. Tigers couldn't handle it. And it'll go right back to the Griffins. They have 8.8 seconds left with which to work here in this first quarter, leading 13-2. They'll come down and play for a final shot. Inbound the pass to Madeline Rosebaugh. Rosebaugh across the timeline. Goes into Berkeley Beekman. She'll turn around and put up a three that goes out of bounds and miss everything. There's a buzzer. After one quarter, it's Diller O'Dell, 13, Fall City 2. We're back in 1 minute on KTNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Althea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website althea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Althea.
Airstream Heating and Cooling, Plumbing and Sewer Cleaning, Auburn and Fall City, Nebraska. HVAC services include HVAC install, equipment replacement, new construction, and any repairs. Plumbing services include install, repairs, servicing, new construction, and sewer cleaning. They are on Facebook. In Auburn, call 402-414-7083. Fall City, 402-245-5083. Bringing comfort from our home to yours.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Well, we're doing something a little different here during the break between the first and second quarter. Instead of the traditional 60 seconds, they're taking a little bit of a extended break and introducing a whole bunch of little girls basketball players here. They look to be about third or fourth graders, somewhere in there. And they're each getting introduced one at a time here by their name. So they've kind of extended the break between the first and second quarters. After one quarter, the Dillardell Griffins are leading the Tigers 13-2, our first quarter score. Remember, this is the first half of a doubleheader for you tonight. The boys varsity game after this, and I've never seen this before. Usually they do this kind of stuff at halftime and not I think what's happening, they're introducing them all now here at the end of the quarter, and then their little girls are going to go out and play on the four force at halftime is what's probably going to take place. The players have been standing out here patiently waiting on the floor to resume action with the referees. Now we're going to throw the kids off and we'll get back to it. It'll be Fall City's basketball trailing 13-2, and we are ready for second quarter action. Inbounding the ball for the Lady Tigers. Tossing it in is Gladar. Gladar gets it into Dunkus. Carly Dunkus takes one dribble back up top of the key. Gives it back to Gladar. She'll launch a three from the right wing. This hits the back of the iron and comes off. Dunkus had the rebound. Tipped it away to Gosman. Loose basketball picked up in the corner. Johansson. Now Johansson loses it on the floor. Everybody diving in after the loose ball. No whistle. They clear it up top under the basket. Shot off the glass. Up! Oh, no good. They had an open look under there by Johansson. Just couldn't finish. And the rebound is going to be stolen right back by Dunkus. Dunkus goes to Gosman in the corner. Out to the top of the key. And now we get a whistle. And they say they stepped on the baseline. It'll go back to the Griffins. Griffins will have the basketball. Mallory Schwab will inbound it. Tosses into Madison Roseball. Roseball holds the ball between the rings at the top of the circle. Feeds it inside the paint. Turnaround shot off the glass. Up and good. Nice move by Madeline Dendiger. Her first 2 points of the night. Makes the score 15-2. Full court pressure being applied by the Griffins. Tigers. Precious seconds ticking away. They came very close to not getting it across the timeline in the 10 seconds. With the ball top of the key, open look, long three. No, that shot put up. Brenda Gladar. Ball went away out of bounds off the rim. It'll go back to the Griffins. Griffins will have the basketball. Taking a seat and taking a breather will be Madeline Dendiger. Back in to replace her is Haley Miller onto the floor. With the Beekman with the ball, top of the key, there's a three that's up and good. That's Madison Roseball, senior, her first bucket of the night. It's a three-pointer. Timeout taken, Fall City, 6:36 to go in the first half, 18-2, Tigers trail. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. American Family Insurance agents can help protect your future dreams, like turning your home into an oasis. Save up to 23% by bundling home and auto. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brent Harson, agent at B. Harson Agency in Fall City and Auburn today.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
As we work near the end of the regular basketball season, it's hard to believe the regular season's almost wrapping up. We'll have girls' sub-district game for you next week. Of course, it's too soon to tell you the who, the when, or the where. We'll have to figure out how these final games of the regular season close out, and then they'll be drawing up the pairings for the girls' sub-districts. Whenever, wherever they are, the area team, we will try to get them covered for you, either here on KTNC or on Sunny 101.3, or in some cases on both if they're playing simultaneously. John Nixon and I will be fanning out to wherever those sub-district games are played. Back to live action here in Odell, 18-2, Fall City trailing the Lady Griffins. Tigers with the basketball trying to get it across the timeline. Gladar finally makes it across the timeline, comes and pulls it up at the free throw line into the corner, baseline right side, Gosman. Back up top, around the horn, it comes to Gladar. Now Dunkus handles the basketball, she sets a pick. They give the ball to the top of the circle again to Gladar. Just holds it there for a moment. Shot clock down to six. Gladar with a shot hits the rim. That'll get him a new shot clock. Fight for the rebound. Dunkus goes charging in there. Dunkus ties up with Jane. Possession arrow favors the Griffins, so Dillardell will get the basketball. 18-2, Lady Griffins lead it. Into forecourt comes Madison Rosewall. She's double-teamed and trapped over there. Got a timeout taken by the Griffins. 5:55 to go first half. 18-2, Dillardell on top. We're back in half a minute on KTNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hey everybody, Bart here at Farm and City Supply in Falls City. Tired of winter? Yeah, me too, but guess what? It ain't going anywhere yet. Come on in and check out our Sunfire heaters, Carhartt clothes, dry shod boots, Milwaukee power tools. If you need to cut a little wood, we got a great selection of steel chainsaws. But if you're thinking spring, hey, we can cover you there too. Rec-Tec grills, got great line of sprayers, sprayer supplies, hoses, banjo fittings, pumps, you name it. We're ready for you.
At your friendly Farm and City Supply.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
18-2 on the scoreboard here in Odell. The Dillardell Lady Griffins leading the Falls City Tigers. Lady Griffins, a little under 500. They're 8-10 on the year. Falls City at 5-15 on the season. Both teams desperately wanting to get a win here tonight if they can. There's a nice steal by Dunkus. She tipped the ball out of the hands of Rosebaugh. Then Rosebaugh touched it last. Carly Dunkus gets a possession here for her team. The Tigers have the basketball. Inbound at midcourt to Bella Johansson. She'll bring it into forecourt across the timeline. Right side of the free throw circle to Dunkus. Low post right side. Dunkus can't. Look, she's double-teamed, now does put a shot up, goes off the rim, no good. The rebound comes down to Gosman. Gosman, top of the key, comes around the horn on the right side, driving lay-in up, knocked to the floor with Brenna Glador, and the ball just goes harmlessly out of bounds. No whistle on the attempted shot, and it'll be Griffin's basketball. 5:24 to play here now in the first half, in the second quarter in Odell. Again, 18-2 is your score. The Dillardell Griffins leading the Lady Tigers. Here's a three from the corner right side, up and good. That is Berkeley Beekman's third three-pointer of the night, and she's in double figures with the 11 points now for the Griffins. Gosman does a good job of getting around Beekman. Oh, nice feed. Gosman found Carly Dunkus under the basket. Dunkus got the lay-in. Nice soft touch off the glass. And the senior, Carly Dunkus, with her first 2 points of the night. 21-4. That's the first field goal, incidentally, for the Lady Tigers with 4:44 to go here in the first half. 21-4, your score. Bounce pass under the basket. There's some nice defense underneath, but a whistle and a foul is going to be called on the Tigers. They're going to tag Caitlin Rod for that one on Caitlin. That'll be her first personal, first team foul of the quarter on the Tigers. At the free throw line will be Jaina Novotny. Novotny has not scored tonight. Here she's shooting two shots. The first one is up, and no, off the mark to the left. She'll get another try. Sub in now for the Griffins. Sydney Engelman, she was in before, 5'3", junior. Jaina Novotny, just a sophomore, 37% free throw shooter on the year. Second shot is up. And it's off. The ball is tipped around and rebound comes down to the Lady Tigers. And it's stolen right back with the steals. Haley Miller. Miller tried to feed it underneath. It went off the fingertips of Novotny. And the Tigers will get the basketball. Back onto the floor now for Diller Odell comes Aiden McKinney. Aiden started the ball game. She will replace Jaina Novotny. Full court pressure being applied by Diller Odell. Dribbling right through it is Dunkus into forecourt. Carly Dunkus picked up the dribble. She's trapped. Tried to feed it under the basket. Ball is stolen by Aiden McKinney. McKinney wants to go coast to coast. Tried to put a bounce pass underneath, but instead the ball went off the foot of Brenna Glador. So it'll stay with the Griffins. 30 seconds on the shot clock. 4:10 to play in the first half. 21-4. Dillardell with the commanding lead here early in this ball game. Griffin's ball under their own basket. They inbound it. Haley Miller has the basketball. Hands it off on the right elbow to Rosewall. Madison Rosewall backs it out near the midcourt circle. Lob pass under the basket. Intercepted. Stolen away by Caitlin Rod. Rod gets her outlet pass and gives it off to Brenna Glador, who pushes it down court. And the ball thrown wide of the mark and went out of bounds. It'll be an unforced turnover against the Tigers. It'll give the ball back to the Griffins. 21-4. Griffins leading Fall City here with 3:49 to go in the second quarter, first half. Toss the ball into Madison Roseball. She'll patiently set the offense, a cross-court pass under the basket, trying to move toward the hoop. Ball is dribbled away. Now everybody diving after it on the floor. They're letting them play and reaching in and coming out of there with the basketball is Caitlin Rod. There were three or four players on the floor. Rod just reached down and took it away from everybody. Now Rod brings it into forecourt, has it dribbled away from her. Knocked out of bounds over there by Haley Miller. Destiny Pierce into the lineup now. Pierce, a 5'3 sophomore. She played extensively in the JV game earlier this afternoon. 22-20 was the final on that one. Dylan Rodell got the win in the girls' junior varsity. Now Fall City with the basketball. Looking for Pierce as the cutter through the paint. Can't get there. Goes to Gosman in traffic. Gosman feeds it underneath. Shot off the glass. No. Put up, wouldn't fall for Caitlin Rod. Rebound for the Griffins. They hurry the ball down court into the corner right side. Haley Miller. Miller stands at the top of the key. Right side baseline. Low post. They go to Roseball. Roseball shot is up and good. Madison Roseball. She's got 5 points. And it's 23-4 now, a 19-point advantage for the Griffins of Dillardell High School. Coming out on defense and tipping the ball away from Bella Johansson there was Haley Miller, but Miller touched it last, so it'll stay with Fall City. Tigers will have the basketball. The bounce pass comes into the corner, down in the baseline on the right side to Caitlin Rod. She lobs it up top, nearly stolen away. Now it is going to be picked up and stolen by Haley Miller. Miller, oh, she had a girl under the basket and didn't see her. Miller comes over to Beekman on the left elbow. Berkeley Beekman, she's in double figures already, has 11 points in this ballgame. Handling the ball now is Madison Roseball. Inside to Beekman. Beekman, turnaround shot up off the glass and good. Berkeley Beekman's having herself a night. She's got 13 points of the Griffins' 25 points. And there's still 2 minutes to go here in the first half. Here comes Carly Dunkus for a driving layup that's blocked nicely. Nice-looking defense by Aiden McKinney. She blocked Dunkus' attempted layup. McKinney feeds it under the basket, off the glass, up, and good fast break. Haley Miller got the lay-in. Give the assist to Roseball. Miller gets the basket. 27-4 now. Fast break the other way for the Tigers. Not able to handle it. Rod chases it down in the corner. Flips it back to the top of the key to Dunkus. Gosman in the paint. Tries a floater up. Partially blocked. Rebound Miller. Haley Miller will push it down court. A minute. .29 to go here in the first half. Miller, long two-pointer just inside the arc, coming up short off the rim, and the rebound comes down to Caitlin Rod. Rod flips it up court to Glodar. She gets it across the timeline to Destiny Pierce on the left wing. Destiny Pierce is going to put up a long two that hits the back of the iron, won't go. There's a struggle for the rebound, and I think the Griffins touched it last. It should stay with Fall City here. In for the Tigers now. Glodar checks back into the lineup. And also, back onto the floor now comes Bristol Titus, who started. Pass underneath Destiny Pierce, laying up off the glass and good. Destiny Pierce is listed at 5'3". That had to be on a really good day. She's not a very big girl down there. Just a sophomore, but she knew what to do with that one. Chased it down, laid it in for the layup. 27-6 is your score. Oh, here's a nice pass under the basket. They found Madeline Deniger just waiting under the bucket for an easy lay-in. Makes it 29-6 now. 36 seconds to go in the first half. About 6 seconds difference on that from the shot clock. Tigers basketball, shot clock at 22. Top of the circle, dribble. Brenna Glodar driving lay-in up, no. Rolled around there for the longest time, wouldn't drop. Here come the Griffins down court. They've got 15 seconds left with which to work here. They'll play for the final shot of the half. Haley Miller drops it to the corner on the left wing. Baseline, low post, left side of the basket, five on the shot clock. Miller steps in, along two is going to go on the way up and off. Rebound to the Tigers. There's a buzzer, and at the half, the Dilma Riddell Lady Griffins leading the Fall City Tigers. Our halftime score is Dilma Riddell 29. Well, now, wait a minute. The referee says not so fast, everybody. They were all headed to the locker room. And I believe he says we have to shoot some free throws here. There's no time on the clock. And yet, they're going to ask him to inbound it with no time showing. That's an interesting call. They're going to make him inbound it. Now it's over. Okay. At the half, Dilma Riddell Griffins leading the Fall City Tigers. Your halftime score, Dilma Riddell 29 and Fall City 6. Stay tuned for our halftime show. The halftime show presented by Highland Community College. At Highland Community College, they're close to home but far from debt. Find them online at highlandcc.edu. We're back in 2 minutes on KTNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
For nearly 120 years, Citizens State Bank and Trust Company of Hiawatha have been your true and local hometown bank. No branches, just roots. In downtown Hiawatha, visit csbkansas.com today. Member FDIC.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
At Fast Global Solutions, we believe in excellence on the field and in our work. That's why we're proud to support area school athletics with decades of experience. Fast is a trusted leader in designing and building airline, cargo, and material handling equipment used worldwide. Launch your career at Fast. Strong values, small town spirit, global impact. That's Fast Global Solutions. Learn more at workatfast.com.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jay Gratasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, S&L PNC Group, direct written premium.
Kellen Martial Arts is having a glow party Saturday, February 14th. Plus, entertain the kids this Valentine's Day with an evening of fun games and activities, all while glowing in the dark. The glow party, 5:30 to 8:30 p.m., is only $30 per person for ages 6 to 16. And we'll have pizza, too. Sign up today, 402-380-3383 for the glow party at Hell Martial Arts in Fall City, 402-380-3383.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
It's halftime here at Odell. The Dilma Riddell Lady Griffins leading the Fall City Tigers 29-6. It's time now for our halftime scoring recap presented by Highland Community College, where they're close to home but far from debt. Find them online at highlandcc.edu. Well, as we said, at the half, 29-6, Dilma Riddell on top. Let's look at the scoring first for the Griffins. Berkeley Beekman with the big first half. She's in double figures, has 13 points. Haley Miller with 5. Madison Roseball also has 5. Madeline Denninger added 4. And Mallory Schwab with 2 for their total of 29. From the free throw line, Dilma Riddell hit 3 out of 7 attempts. For the Fall City Tigers, Carly Dunkus has 2 points. Destiny Pierce has 2. Bella Johansson with 1, and Caitlin Rudd has 1 for their total of 6. From the free throw line, the Tigers hit 2 out of 4. The score by quarters, Dilma Riddell led after one period, 13-2, and they're up here at the half, 29-6, our halftime score. Right now, we're going to take a 2-minute break, update you with the latest weather forecast, and a sweet one it is. We've got some nice days ahead here for February. We'll have that weather forecast, and then another 2 minutes of sponsor information, and by that time, we'll be ready to come back for third quarter action. You're listening to Fall City Tigers basketball on KTNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Thinking about a new ride? Whether it's a shiny truck, a sporty SUV, or that dream car you've had your eye on, F&M Bank is here to help you hit the road with confidence. Stop by and compare auto loan rates with us. No pressure, just local lenders wanting to help their local community. At F&M Bank, we don't just finance vehicles, we fuel dreams. So give us a call at 402-245-2491 and talk with one of our lenders today. F&M Bank, local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Some things get better with time. Bourbon, work gloves, and Uncle Gary's mullet. At Mustang Seeds, we've been around 60 years, but we're not stuck in the past. We invest in top-tier seed and real partnerships, so your farm's ready for today and tomorrow. Because the best things don't just last, they evolve. Mustang Seeds, built on legacy, powered by progress.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Fall City handles anything that comes their way, from oil changes to complete engine rebuilds. Your truck and tractor equals their passion, and repair is their satisfaction. So keep calm and call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair to keep trucking and tractoring on. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair in Fall City, 402-245-2908.
This is your classic hit station, KTNC, Fall City. I'm weatherology meteorologist Ray Miller. We'll see partly cloudy skies tonight with a low temperature in the mid-20s and winds out of the north around 5 miles an hour. Wednesday, sunshine with high temperatures in the lower 50s and southeast winds around 5 miles an hour. Wednesday night, cloudy with temperatures in the lower 30s and southeast winds around 5 miles an hour. Thursday, partly sunny with high temperatures in the mid-50s, southeast winds around 5 miles an hour. Thursday night, mainly clear, with temperatures falling back to around 30, and winds out of the east at around 5 miles an hour. Friday, sunshine, with high temperatures in the upper 50s, and east winds around 5 miles an hour. Friday night, showers, with a low temperature in the mid-30s. Saturday, chance of rain, with high temperatures in the mid-50s and light northeast winds. And for Sunday, lots of sun, with highs in the upper 50s. That's your weatherology forecast on KTNC. Right now, it's 45.
You deserve value beyond what you pay today. Qualifying commercial accounts at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha can now lock in rates for 3 years. That's right, the rate you pay today will be the same for 3 years. It's called Rate Lock, and it's another added value at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha. Keep your mind on your business and stop thinking about rate changes. Call Roy Fry, 785-284-7611 to see if you qualify and to learn more. That number again, 785-284-7611.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
In the world of firearms, you need more than just a purchase. You need precision, reliability, and trust. That's where Paladin Firearms and Gunsmithing comes in. We're your local experts for sales, diagnostics, intricate repairs, custom builds, and meticulous restorations. At Paladin, we ensure every firearm meets the highest standards of safety and performance. Whether you're an experienced owner or just starting your journey, we're committed to safe, responsible ownership. Discover the difference true craftsmanship makes. Visit Paladin Firearms and Gunsmithing at 1801 Stone Street in Fall City. Open Tuesday through Saturday.
Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville is the premier trailer dealer in Northeast Kansas, serving all of the Midwest.
If you need a stock trailer, a cargo trailer, a utility trailer, they have them all. Visit BlueValleyTrailers.com or call 785-363-2224 today.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We welcome you back inside the Dillardell High School gym. It's halftime. The Lady Griffins leading the Fall City Tigers at the half, 29-6, our score. Remember, after this, the second half of tonight's doubleheader will feature the boys' varsity game, which will be Fall City and Dillardell. In the girls' junior varsity game, we had a squeaker there. It ended up 22-20. Dillardell reserves in the girls' game had to win that with a couple of free throws in the final 30 seconds of the ball game. Thought we were going to have overtime there for a little while in the JV contest. They played the boys' junior varsity game over in the South Gym, the old gymnasium, and I wasn't able to get a score from over there because we were sitting up, getting all set up here in the new gym. So we did get a scoring update from John Nixon. As I mentioned earlier, he's on Sunny 101.3 tonight. John has Mound City at Rockport, and over there in the girls' varsity game at halftime, Rockport is leading Mound City 22-8. John's halftime score, Rockport leading Mound City in that girls' varsity contest right now over on Sunny 101.3. Sunny 101.3, KTNC, we're all part of the MSC Sports Radio Network and proud to bring you area high school basketball coverage. All right, back to live action. It'll be Fall City's basketball. They inbound the pass to Gosman. She comes to the top of the circle with her pass, clears it up here to Johan. Into the corner, right side, Vladar with the basketball. Now comes back to Johansson with it at the top of the key between the rings, Carly Dunkus. They try to dribble with a pass on the low post to the left side of the bucket. No place to go, and a whistle and traveling is going to be called. Got tied up down there on the baseline, no place to dribble. Call for travel, and it'll give the basketball back to the Lady Griffins. We're just underway here in quarter number three, 29-6. Dillardell on top. And the Griffins with the basketball under the basket in traffic, nearly losing it under there was Novotny. There's a long attempted three by Miller that's up and off no good. The rebound comes right back down and a follow shot put back up. It's off by McKinney. And now the rebound taken away for Fall City by Bella Johansson. Johansson pushes it down court in a hurry. Man-to-man defense here by the Griffins. Johansson picked up at the top of the key. A cross-court skip pass goes into the corner, comes right back to Johansson down in the corner. Now they give it to Dunkus with the basketball. Carly Dunkus takes a dribble. Skip pass across court. Gosman. And under the basket, ball is tipped away and then touched last down there by Bristol Titus. And it'll be yet another turnover for the Lady Tigers. Give the ball back to Dillardell. We've played a minute of this third quarter. 29-6. Dillardell with a 23-point advantage. And the Griffins come on the attack. Under the basket, shot off the glass up. It's good, and a whistle, and a foul. Aiden McKinney gets the first points of the second half. She got the lay-in, drew the foul. Aiden will be at the free throw line where she has been a 66% free throw shooter on the season. The foul is on Bristol Titus. On Bristol, that is her second personal, first team foul of the quarter on the Tigers. Aiden McKinney at the line. Free throw is on the way up, and it is off the rim. It bounced a couple of times and looked like it was going to drop. Carly Dunkus gets the rebound for the Tigers. A long downcourt pass comes down to Gosman in the corner on the right side of the bucket. Gosman clears it back up to Johansson, top of the key. Now Dunkus gets the ball back. She looks inside the paint for the cutter. Top of the circle, a long three banked off the glass, did not fall. That shot put up by Gosman. And coming down with the rebound is Haley Miller. Haley Miller, 5'6", junior ball handler, gets it across the timeline, goes to the left side, driving layup, no. Rebound, try for putback, won't go. Whistle, foul. I think Jayna Novotny is probably going to be at the line to shoot a couple now for the Griffins. Jayna Novotny, 37% free throw shooter. She's 0-for-2 from the free throw line so far tonight. That foul is going to be called on Bella Johansson, her second, and the second team foul of the quarter on the Tigers. Free throw is up, and this one hits the back of the rim and won't drop. Novotny will have another attempt. She's 0 for 3 from the line so far tonight. Just a sophomore is Jaina Novotny. Young basketball players out here on both of these teams. Novotny's second free throw. It's off the iron, won't go. Rebound comes down to Johansson. Tigers started two freshmen and two sophomores. We just had a double dribble call there on the Tigers. Little start, stop, and start again. And I think she forgot she dribbled it the first time and took off on the second one. Did it so smoothly it almost got past the ref. He thought about it for a minute. Ball goes back to the Griffins now. At the free throw line, slipping and falling to the floor was Haley Miller. She turned the ball over. Grabbing up the loose basketball there for the Tigers was Caitlin Rod. Rod puts the pass up to Johansson, who clears it into the corner to Gosman. Gosman comes to Dunkus in the paint. Dunkus inside the lane, flips it right back to Gosman. Now the ball is tipped away and stolen by Madison Roseball. Roseball comes out to Berkeley Beekman with the pass. Beekman's going to pull up and go for another three, and got it. Berkeley Beekman has 4 3-pointers tonight. That is 16 points in the ball game for Beekman. She's having a big night, having 16 of her 33 points. Driving lay-in at the other end. Hey, that was pretty smooth. They just fed the ball into Tessa Gosman. She gets her first 2 points of the ball game. Makes it 33-8 now, your score. The Griffins with the lead. There's a lay-in off the glass that won't go down. A fight for the rebound. Held ball is going to be called. Possession arrow will stay with the Griffins. My name is Randy Gatula, calling your play-by-play tonight. Aaron Wisdom is our producer-engineer back at the KTNC studios in Falls City. From the corner, a three-pointer that's off the glass for the Griffins doesn't go. Now a struggle for the rebound. Coming up with it is Gosman. Flips the ball up court. Vladar to the right wing with it. Johansson. Again, it comes to Vladar. Around the horn, left side, Gosman. Pass stolen away. Fast break, Haley Miller. She's got a 3-on-1 fast break. Miller feeds it across. Layup up and good. Miller with a nice feed. Got it to Roseball, and Roseball with the easy 2 on the baseline on the lay-in. She's got 7 now in the ballgame. And that lead is up to 35-8. Coach John Moore getting ready to bring in a whole bunch of subs here. He's going to start playing 2-platoon basketball. He's got 3 or 4 subs up there at the table, ready to come in off the bench, leading 35-8. There's a steal, and starting up the floor with the basketball for a moment was Aiden McKinney. She got knocked to the floor, however, and a whistle and a foul was called on Tessa Gosman. On Tessa, that is her second personal, third team foul of the quarter. Whole bunch of new ball players in here. Madeline Dendiger back onto the floor. We'll try and pick them all up for you. Also back out there, Mallory Schwab came back in off the bench. Down here in the corner, Sydney Engelman is back in the ball game. There's a steal in the corner by the Tigers. Bella Johansson did a nice job of jumping the pass she saw coming across the court. Got the steal. She'll bring it down court herself and get it across the timeline. It's a man-to-man defense here by the Lady Griffins. They're chasing the ball handlers all over. Here's a long three from the corner that's up. That one launched from the left side by Vladar. Doesn't go. Rebound comes down to the Griffins. 3 minutes, 30 seconds to go, third quarter. 35-8 is your score. The Lady Griffins, here's a long three from the left side. No, the Lady Griffins jumped out to an early lead, 13-2 in the first quarter, and have really never looked back, leading by more than double digits the rest of the ballgame thus far. With the ball now is Brenna Vladar, driving layup from the right side, can't get it, and with the rebound is Madeline Dendiger for the Griffins. Dendiger puts the pass over to Madison Roseball, and she'll push it up the court. Brings it into forecourt and sets up offensively. Dendiger, baseline right side. They feed it into traffic. Underneath the baseline on the right with it. Trying to force up a shot under there. Berkeley Beekman, she's had the hot hand tonight. Oh, they got a pass under the basket. Great job as they fed it underneath of the basket for a waiting Madeline Dendiger. And Dendiger got the easy lay-in off the glass. She's got 6 points now for the Griffins. 37-8 is your lead. 29-point differential here. The Lady Griffins in command in this one. Tigers trying to get something going offensively. Destiny Pierce back in the ballgame. She just checked in, the sophomore. There's a three from the right side that's off the rim. That one launched by Brenna Glador. Rebound comes down to the Griffins. Fast break, other end, driving lay-in up. Oh, missed the layup. Bottle shot, put back, won't go. And now a fight for the rebound. The layup, trying to put the layup in, was Roseball. She couldn't get it. Berkeley Beekman tried to put back. It wouldn't go. Then we had a fight for the rebound under the basket, and the Griffins get tagged for the foul. Bunch more subs back in here now. Dillardell really subbing McKinney's back onto the floor. Also into the game, Carly Meyerly. I think this is Carly's first appearance. Meyerly, a 5'4 junior. 37-8, your score here. That foul a moment ago was on Berkeley Beekman, by the way, her first. Here come the Tigers, trailing 37-8 with 1:42 to go in the third quarter. Right wing baseline is Glador. Glador wants to take it in. Oh, the ball got away off her foot. She had an open layup on the right side of the lane, and the ball just dribbled off the foot. Poor young lady immediately covered her eyes with her hand. What happened? Sometimes things just don't go your way. That was a tough break on the baseline. Here come the Griffins with the ball. Engelman has the ball. Meyerly into the corner, right side. Miller. Miller for three. No. Rebound. Try for put back. Bounce pass to the right side. A whistle and a foul. Coming around on the near side with the ball was Carly Meyerly, and she got met in the lane. And on the, it's a foul on the floor. We won't be shooting it, but Meyerly took quite a shot there. Dillardell keeps the ball. New shot clock, 35 seconds. Left side of the lane, little fall-away jumper. Oh, in and out of there. That one was in for a long time for Aiden McKinney, and then somehow popped back out of the basket and wouldn't fall for it. 1:04 to go, third quarter. 37-8, your score. Tigers trailing the Griffins here in the girls' varsity game. Nearly a steal across the way. Swatting the ball away was Madeline Dendiger, the sophomore, right in front of the Tigers bench. Now Carly Dunkus will inbound it for Fall City. Dunkus inbounds the pass to Bella Johansson. Johansson takes it to the baseline, backs in on the defender, puts it off the glass, up and good. That was a pretty sweet move there by Bella Johansson. She's got 3 points in the ballgame. That puts the Tigers in double figures at 10 points now for the contest. 37-10 the score. And now the ball is turned over by the Griffins. Bill Odell substituting freely here. I think, as I counted, he's got 14 girls suited up, and all 14 have appeared in the ballgame. Yes, that's right. There's still 9 of them sitting on the other side. So he has suited up 14 players, and they've all played. All right. A cross-court pass to the near side. Fall City with the basketball. Feeding it under the basket. Maddie Johansson, a freshman. Maddie's in the ballgame now. She was looking on the baseline underneath, trying to get it into, I think that was Titus, and the ball got away from Bristol. Touch last, though, by the Griffins. It'll stay with Fall City. Off pass looking for Bristol. Titus has the ball taken away from her. Now here come the Griffins on a fast break. All the way down, Destiny Pierce gets set. Did a good job. Missed on the first shot, follow shot. Rebound, Meyerly. Meyerly kicks it out to the top of the key. They won't get a shot off at the buzzer. After three quarters, the Dillardell Griffins lead the Fall City Tigers 37-10. We're back in 1 minute on KTNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
If you have considered estate planning and are wondering how trusts, wills, and powers of attorney would benefit you and your loved ones, call Halbert Dunn and Burns LLC to make an appointment with Mike Dunn or Tracy Burns to discuss and create the best plan for you. Halbert Dunn and Burns LLC provides quality legal services in estate planning, probate, real estate, and business planning. Contact the office at 402-245-4486. Halbert Dunn and Burns LLC in Fall City.
Electrical problems? Call the problem solvers. El Camino Electric in Fall City. With over 15 years experience in the electric industry, they are licensed, bonded, and insured. They do agricultural, commercial, and residential. El Camino also has free estimates on any work you might want done. So call the problem solvers at El Camino Electric in Falls City at 402-245-3628. Solve your electrical issues with El Camino Electric in Falls City.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Randy Gatula back with you at Odell, Nebraska, Dillardell High School. After three quarters, the Dillardell Lady Griffins leading the Falls City Tigers 37-10 is our score. Falls City will have the first possession of the fourth period. They'll inbound the pass into Bella Johansson. Johansson makes a little pirouette out near midcourt, brings it across the timeline. Man-to-man, pressuring defense again here by Dillardell. The Griffins, they've got Falls City back clear out near the midcourt line. Now they get a steal. Coming up with a steal in the corner is Beekman. She'll bring it down court herself and feed to the baseline left side. There's a two from the corner that's up and off. No good. Launched by Rosewall. Rebound Tigers. Tigers want to bring it all the way down. Carly Dunkus, a little spin move in the paint. Double team. Skip pass comes across court left side. Titus. Titus to the top of the circle. Looks for Gladar. Now with the dribbles, Bristol Titus. Titus picked up her dribble. Hands the ball to Carly Dunkus, who launches a long three and got it. Carly Dunkus hits the three from out here on the left wing, about 3 feet outside the arc. Carly now with 5 points for the senior. Makes a 37-13 in the corner, right side. Under the basket, they feed it inside the paint. Berkeley Beekman kicks it to the corner for a long two that's up and off. No good. That shot put up by Aiden McKinney. And the rebound comes down to Carly Dunkus. Dunkus, up court pass, Bella Johansson. Johansson in the paint, dribbles into the lane and got tied up. Good job on defense by Jaina Novotny to tie her up in there. There's Tessa Gosman back into the lineup. Gosman checks in and replaces Destiny Pierce, who made a brief appearance there. 6:35 to go in the ball game, fourth quarter. 37-13. The game's really never been in doubt since back in the first quarter. Dillardell immediately opened up a 10-point lead, and they just really never looked back here in the contest all evening, now leading 37-13. For the Griffins, this is Berkeley Beekman. She's our leading scorer. She's got 15 points so far tonight. I called that a 3 earlier, and it was a 2 that she hit. I thought she had 16, but she's at 15. In the corner, there's a three from the corner on the way that won't go, and Gosman is going to let it go out of bounds. She just kind of shielded the ball away from Berkeley Beekman over there, so Beekman had no chance to save it, and the Tigers will get the basketball. Inbound pass comes into Gladar. Gladar hands it right back up to Dunkus. Dunkus nailed a three a minute ago. She gets another open look. She might as well shoot the ball. Dunkus in trouble down in the corner. Ball is loose. And a whistle and a foul. I think we're going to get a foul called on the Griffins on Madison Rosebaugh. Rosebaugh picks up her second personal. First team foul of the quarter on the Griffins. Under the basket. Oh, nice pass to Gosman. Couldn't finish. Follow shot up. It won't go down for Carly Dunkus. Tigers had two opportunities right under the basket. Couldn't get either one to fall. And the rebound comes down to the Griffins. They feed it inside the paint. At the top of the key, open look. Miller for three. No. Rebound comes out of there. Fought for in the corner. Gosman saved it. Now it goes out of bounds, and it's going to go off of Maddie Johansson, who's in the lineup. Maddie Johansson, 5'6", freshman. The ball went off. Well, now they're going to turn around and give the ball back to Falls City. The official pointed one way and pointed at her, but they're going to give the ball to the Tigers. We'll take it. Falls City down court with the ball. Bristol Titus dribbles as far as she can go in the corner on the right side. Now we get a whistle down in the low post, right side of the basket. Foul's going to be called on the Griffins. Coach John Moore up shouting some instructions here. That foul's on Berkeley Beekman, her second. Team foul number two of the quarter on the Griffins. 5:12 to go in this one. It's 37-13 your score. Three-pointer from the top of the circle is launched up short. Doesn't go for Brenna Gladar. Rebound Griffins. Madeline Roseball with the basketball. Roseball, top of the circle. Haley Miller. Miller kicks it out. Berkeley Beekman will try another long one. That one won't fall. coming down with a rebound was Brenna Glodar, but she's tied up immediately by Madison Roseball. Possession arrow stays with the Tigers, so Fall City will have the basketball. 4:45 to go in this one. Boys game coming up next. We got another 32 minutes of basketball after this with the boys varsity contest. I want you to stay tuned for that one. Glad to have you along with us. Top of the key, ball is loose. Now a three from the right wing, bounces, doesn't go, hits the support. We welcome those of you listening tonight online at mscsports.net, as well as those of you using our app on your cell phone, MSC Radio. If you haven't downloaded that app yet, just go to your favorite app store, search for MSC Radio, download the free app. You're just a click away from listening to our live programming here on KTNC. There's a shot off the left side. They fed the ball to the left side baseline and laying it up off the glass and in was Aiden McKinney. That's her second bucket of the night. Aiden now with 4 points. And it's 39-13. We near the 4-minute mark, halfway through the fourth quarter. Here's another steal by the Griffins. All the way in for the driving lay-in up and no, missed it. That was Meyerly. Carly Meyerly had the uncontested lay-in, just couldn't finish. Had a couple of defenders breathing down her neck as she approached the hoop down there. 39-13 your score. Now the Tigers with the ball. Picking up their dribble. Clear out here near midcourt. Brenna Glodar goes to the right elbow to Bristol Titus. Back to Glodar. Glodar, 12-foot jumper right side off the iron. No, there's Meyerly with the rebound again. Carly Meyerly with the rebound. Starts up court with it. Clears it ahead to her teammate, Aiden McKinney. McKinney to the top of the circle. Sydney Engelman with the ball down to Meyerly in the corner. Carly Meyerly, right side, jump shot up, off, oh, in and out of there. Carly Meyerly had a good look on the baseline right side. It was in the rim and then rimmed around and somehow popped back out. I call those the rim gremlins that somehow swat that ball out of there when it looks like it's going in. There's a long three for the Tigers. Launched over there by Brenna Glodar. That doesn't go. Rebound comes down to Dendinger. Dendinger feeds over to Meyerly, and she'll be fouled as she wanted to go up with a shot. Carly Meyerly will be at the line. 5'4 junior. This will be her first attempt at the charity stripe tonight. Foul's going to be on Tessa Cosman. That is her third. Meyerly ready for her first free throw attempt. It's up and off the back of the iron. Her older sister, Mad Meyerly, worked with me here several occasions on the air. Of course, their dad is Mike Meyerly, the superintendent of schools here at Bill O'Dell. Carly ready for her second attempt. It's on the way up. And this one, again, rimmed around. She's having a difficult time. The ball looks like it's going to stay in the hoop, and then it pops out at the last moment. All right, Destiny Pierce is back on the floor. Driving layup, Pierce got it. They found Destiny Pierce. That's the second time tonight they've done that, where Destiny has found the open spot, and they give it to her for the lay-in. And now here's a bounce pass on the baseline for the Griffins that got away. They were looking under there for Aiden McKinney, and she just flat out didn't see the ball coming. It went out of bounds. It'll turn it back over to the Tigers. 2:20 to go in this one. It's 39-15. The Griffins are going to be improving their record to near 500. They came in here at 8-10. They're going to be 9-10 when this one wraps up. Meyerly tips the ball away. Gets the steal. Carly Meyerly's been active in her minutes that she's got here late in the ballgame. Inside the paint, they feed it in. The pass goes into Madeline Dendinger. Madeline wanted to go up with a shot, couldn't get the shot off, got fouled, knocked to the floor. She'll be at the line where she'll be shooting two shots. Madeline Dendinger. Foul is going to be called on Bristol Titus. That's her third personal. Dendinger's free throw is up and off, no good. She does have 6 points tonight on three field goals. She'll get another attempt here. Tigers getting some subs into the ball game. Back onto the floor comes Maddie Johansson, a freshman, at the free throw line. Second shot for Dendinger is up and good. She hit one out of two there. She now has 7 points. Be sure to stay post-game show. The post-game show presented by Highland Community College will give you a rundown of the individual scoring. Now a whistle and a reach-in foul going to be called on the Griffins. They're going to get Berkeley Beekman for that one. On Berkeley, that is her third personal. Team foul number three of the quarter. Inbound pass. Held ball is called. Possession arrow goes to the Griffins. That was a good job by Madeline Dendiger to reach in front of the Tigers and grab the loose basketball to force the held ball call. As a result, Griffins get the basketball and bring it across the timeline. Handling the ball here at the top with the ball is Rose Ball. Feeds it underneath. Shot is up. No, that one won't drop for Dendiger. And rebound comes down court to the Tigers. With the basketball is Brenna Gladar. Gladar holds it at the top of the circle, gets a pick, goes to the right side, now looks for the cutter. Down through the lane goes Caitlin Rod, can't get it to her. Clears it back out to Johansson. Johansson flips to the corner, right side to Rod. A minute four to go, nine on the shot clock. There, Destiny Pierce, shot is up, and she did it again. That's the third time tonight that Destiny Pierce, she's so little, she gets lost down there by the defense. She took it in, got the pass, and laid it off the glass for yet another lay-in. 56 seconds on the clock. We've got a timeout taken, but it's just to get some subs in. They're not seriously taking a timeout. Coach John Moore wants to get his girls back onto the floor. All 14 of them have appeared in the ball game here tonight, as I think Ball City's used all of their girls that are suited up, too. They just don't have as many on the bench. Now into the corner. A pass goes to the baseline underneath. It's tipped away by Caitlin Rod. Then it's going to be stolen under there by Maddie Johansson. Then Maddie Johansson's pass gets deflected and knocked out of bounds by the Griffins. Brooklyn Barr into the lineup for the first time tonight for the Griffins. And Hannah Penner making her first appearance here. I thought they'd all been in, but Brooklyn Barr and Hannah Penner. Now everybody that's suited up has been in. 35 seconds to go, 27 on the shot clock. 40-17 your score. Tigers basketball. There goes Destiny Pierce again. They didn't see her that time, but she's got that working pretty well. There's a driving layup that doesn't go, but a whistle and a foul is going to be called. And stepping to the free throw line will be Bella Johansson. She's one out of two from the line tonight so far. Has 3 points in the ball game. The foul is going to be on Brooklyn Barr, her first. Team foul number four at the free throw line. Bella Johansson up and good. Hit that one. She'll get another shot. That makes it 40-18 our score now. Bella Johansson ready for her second attempt. It's up and it's good also. She hit them both. 23 seconds to go in the ball game. Griffins can come down and just dribble this thing out if they want to here. Leading 40-19. They come to the right side into the corner. Brooklyn Barr. Shot is up and off. No good. Rebound to the Tigers. Bella Johansson. 7 seconds. 6 seconds. Top of the key. Johansson goes to the left side. In the paint. Johansson launches just before the buzzer. Got it! It will count. She hit a three at the buzzer, Bella Johansson. Well, she'll come away feeling a little better about this whole thing if she nailed that three. Our final score, Diller O'Dell 40 and the Fall City Tigers 22. Stay with us. We'll be back in 2 minutes with the postgame show on KTNC, Tennessee Sports Radio Network.
Bacon. Ring Bologna, hot links. We don't just make them, we win with them. At Dan's Country Meats, our small-town shop is home to award-winning beef, pork, and sausage with the international trophies to prove it. Family-owned, Nebraska-raised, world-class. Dan's Country Meats. Find us in Table Rock or order online anytime at denscountrymeats.com.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well-equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today, Consolidated Grain and Barge in Fall City, and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Join us for- for the 4th annual Sabetha Community Hospital Health Fair. Mark your calendars for Saturday, April 4th at the main event in Sabetha, Kansas. There will be many community businesses sharing resources, wellness tips, and much more. It's a great opportunity to take charge of your health and well-being. Join us Saturday, April 4th from 9 to 11:30 a.m. at the main event in Sabetha.
Runza in Falls City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Falls City. They're keeping it real.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
40-22, your final score tonight. The Dillardale Griffins with the win over the Lady Tigers of Falls City. It's time now for our post-game scoring recap presented by Highland Community College. They're close to home but far from debt. Find them online at highlandcc.edu. Well, let's look at the individual numbers first for the Lady Griffins. They're led in scoring tonight by Berkeley Beekman. She finished with 15 points. 7 tonight for Madison Roseball. Also with 7 points was Madeline Dendiger. Adding 5 tonight was Haley Miller. 4 points for Aiden McKinney. And Mallory Schwab added 2 for their grand total of 40. Free throw shooting, the Griffins hit 4 out of 14 from the free throw line. Scoring now for the Falls City Tigers. They were led tonight by Bella Johansson. She finished with 8 points. Destiny Pierce, the sophomore, came off the bench and finished with 6 in the ballgame. Carly Dunkus had 5, 2 points for Tessa Gosman, and a single point for Caitlin Rod for their total of 22. From the free throw line, Tigers made 4 out of 6 at the line. 40-22, your final. Score by quarters, it was 13-2 after 1, Dillardale up. 29-6 at halftime. They led 37-10 after 3 quarters and then went on to post the 40-22 win. With the win, the Griffins improved their record to 9-10 on the year. The loss drops the Falls City Lady Tigers to 5-16. Well, up next, we got boys varsity basketball. We're going to take a break out here for about 13 minutes. Send it back to Aaron Wisdom at the KTNC studios. Stay tuned. We'll be back in 13 minutes with the pregame show for the boys varsity game coming up. You're listening to Falls City Tigers basketball on KTNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.